Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey.
Ellie my head, so. Me had to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Hey.
Ti ya wo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love.
Ti ya wo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love. It do me. Eh, eh.
Like say I don't de go low.
Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever.
Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can to the club together? Make I feel you.
Make you feel me.
Wine, dance. At the club, right. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show gaga for me.
Yawo me.
Sunday, February 1st, 2015. You are now listening live to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, advisor, Hoodoo Obeah Bokor. Oloye Hoodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize and materialize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. I and I alone. You know, I've had many conversations over the years about my opening dialogue with other practitioners, other spiritualists, Ifa, Babalawos, voodoo priests, and ministers. And often the point of contention comes to that line, I and I alone. Now, for the traditional Rastafarian understanding, we understand I and I is an attempt to remove singular pronouns, if you will, that only speak of self and represent a more communal, universal usage, if you will. But it also, for me, and particularly in this specific passage, is about us having choices. And having the choice to choose defeat, to choose challenge, to choose result, to choose to fight through the temporary, what I call weather, that we all have to deal with in our personal lives, our career lives, our spiritual lives, loving relationships, all those things that we tend to seek spirituality and religion for. But as I reiterated on yesterday, voodoo is a lifestyle. It is a way of being. It is a way of thinking. It's a way of understanding the world. And I would say that that should be the case with any religious mind, any religious system. Once you come into alignment at the conscious level with whatever your particular path is, whatever your doctrine is, you begin to take on some of the very attributes of that philosophy. And so to sort of segment ourselves from spirit, from religion, in this sort of modern way is a very new thing. It's a very Western thing. People seek God, people seek the minister, people seek the spirituals, people seek the psychic when they get in a bind. They don't consider the everyday application of spirit, the everyday feeling of spirit, the everyday being a part of your own future, your own fate, your own destiny, and what we do at any given moment affects the whole. How many times have you had something negative happen? You lost your car keys or someone got hurt or injured or possibly killed, and your mind begins to go back and piece together, well, if we had not have went here, if I had not have done this, if I hadn't made that decision. We've seen many planes fall out the sky in the last 2 or 3 years, and we hear the grieving families talk about that battle. We didn't get on the plane that day, or something prevented us, or we changed our mind. And there's a survival sense of guilt that goes along with that. But I think that is an extension, a lower emotional response to a higher spiritual sense of responsibility we have to the time, to the moment, to the event. Understanding from a metaphysical understanding level, time is very close related to location. Once you move something, once you pass through an archway, once you enter one room, one doorway into another, you're literally, scientifically as well as spiritually, entering other dimensional spaces. Google it, look it up. I've done whole shows about this. We keep track of time, not by that round clock thing on the wall with 12 numbers on it or by your digital readout, but we keep time by location, by movement. And this is why for children, you know, Halloween, Christmas, birthdays, time seems to literally slow down for them in the moments of that anticipation. Many of us relate to seeing time speed up as you get older. And in some ways, I believe it does, but I also think it has to do directly with our understanding of where we are in that. So time and activity, location, movement is directly associated, directly related to any result. I don't care what the path is. I don't care what the medium is. You can pray your blessing down. You can ritualize, ceremonialize your blessing down. We can placate Orishas and Loa and spirits. We can call on the ancestors to come to our defense, to our aid, to our need. But ultimately, it is what we do and how we move that can speed up that process or can block that process. And it's really critical that I get this message out because, you know, we live in this fast food kind of generation. We don't really want to commit to anything, but we want everything. And we don't want to put in any work. We don't want to put any effort. We don't want to study for it. We don't want to have to learn for it. And even when we do, we want that to be quick and easy and painless. And it's just not the reality of life. Often, many of the requests that we get could have been hit off early on if we were as faithful every day in our spirit practice as we are in materialism, as we are in greed, as we are in get money, as we are in keeping up with the Kardashians and Beyonce and Jay-Z. Those things are fun. Those things are entertaining. Those things seem to hold our sway, hold our attention for a moment. But we often don't look past the front, the look, the appearance of a thing at the source. And particularly when we look at entertainers, celebrities, there are many signs of deep occult works going on, deep spiritual works going on with these people. Some of you have plastered it all with Illuminati label. And all illumination can fall under Illuminati label if you're going to, you know, sort of sweep things over with a broad brush. But often it's more than just your talent. It's more than just your luck. We deal with this every day in the acting and performance and movie industry here in New Orleans, as well as in the world, in the music industry, in the singing and rapping and dancing and all those things, in the sport industry. It's one thing to have a gift, to have a skill, to work at that, to perfect that, to bring that forward. But then it's another thing to have the opportunities, to have the blessings, to have the luck, to have the doors open when you need them to open, to have people not block your way when you need to progress and move forward. So you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone successful in these competitive, high-energy industries who will not tell you that they're calling on something higher than themselves, something beyond themselves. Some of it is very well-known. Scientology is in the media again right now. There's talk that they saw Nicole Kidman, am I getting the names right, as a threat to Brad Pitt in terms of his connection and commitment to Scientology. And if I had the wife's name wrong, forgive me, y'all, because I'm not very up on my celebrity gossip. But the prosperity ministry concept is not a new one. It wasn't born yesterday. Black churches didn't create that. Black ministries didn't create that. It's a deeper wanting, if you will, in the world from people for something that can bring them comfort, bring them ease, bring them prosperity, bring them success without hardship. Some might even say it's a human thing for us to seek that. Now, to believe that to be evident or necessary or in balance with morality and integrity is a whole nother conversation. But the fact that people are seeking avenues for a shortcut, avenues for being able to see into decisions, is not a new one. It's not a new one. So, again, it's important that we don't lose ourselves in the rush for, the desire for accomplishment and not think of the process of building, the process of building a foundation that will not only support our dreams, but carry our dreams forward into the future. That is where my job gets hard. This would be a much easier vocation if people would consider that, look at that from the beginning, before you run into a block, before you run into a problem, and lay down a foundation, a self-supporting foundation, where you don't always have to go in and seek the most extreme remedy at the last minute for something that could have been headed off much sooner through daily maintenance, daily spiritual maintenance, daily magical maintenance, daily mind maintenance. For many, it starts with your mind, how you think, how you view the world. There is a trend of negativity in pop culture, whether it's in the gossip news, whether it's in how we view our government, whether it's in how we view relationships and men and women and each other. There's a popular trend for the negative. It's in our lyrics. It's in our song rhythms. It's in the gossip columns and the daily news, that desire for that sense of negative. But we don't feed or don't see it enough or don't hear it enough, that positive being fed. And that is the most simplest, easiest starting point for any spiritual practice. Whether it's hoodoo, voodoo, ifa, yoruba, santeria, Christianity, Islam, I don't care what it is. First, you have got to start with creating the life, the world, the reality, the result that you want at the mind level. I can't tell you how many people come to me, fix my relationship, fix my career, fix my finances. All the while, their conversation, their energy output, their actions, their tweets, their blogs all suggest that they don't believe it's even fixable. You've already given up on a solution, even in your search for a solution. Those two things are not in balance. You either have to decide that you want to fix something and make your motivation finding the avenues to do that, or you decide that something is not fixable, and then you move on to the next thing. But you can't do both. You can't carry both in your spirit, in your heart, at the mind level. Expect to get consistent, reliable results. Whatever your spirit practice is, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a voodoo practitioner, you can't go before spirit, before God, before the Orisha, before the Loa, already with a sense of disempowerment while still expecting that they're going to sort of hit you over the head and get you to see the light. It's not practical, and it's just not natural to nature. That will require me getting into a whole other conversation right now about will and what will is and how we operate in will. That's a very hot topic in religion and spirituality. How do you balance will with a creator God, or how do you balance will with spirit forces, angels, demons, Loa, Orisha, that interfere, that get involved with, that become a part of our activities? And for many, excuse me, without doing a full understanding, as full research, it becomes real easy to say, well, I'm powerless then in all things, and we settle into that. We are never powerless. We are an extension of God. We are an extension of the creative forces. So we are a part and partial to the creative processes, our very selves. And it's critical that we understand that we bring that to the table, whether you're doing your own spiritual work or whether you're seeking others to do and to assist you in doing spiritual work. But it's not something that we sort of surrender over to someone else to fix. I often use a comparative about health or about fitness. It's not enough to go to a fitness expert or go to a doctor even and receive, you know, diagnoses and medications and diets and all these instructions that we don't then internalize, that we don't then put into practice, that we don't then make a part of our lifestyle. Then we don't clean up how we eat. Then we don't clean up how we live. We hear all the news. We have all the science about movement. We got to move to stay young. You got to move to stay fit. You can't sit all day. You can't eat all day. You can't rest and expect that to sort of happen for us. And then when we have the backlash from the body, you know, then we look for the magic pill. Then we look for the magic solution. And so that's that on an earth level. It's not very different from operating in the realm of spirit. So we must first be clear about our intention. I have a very popular YouTube video, Voodoo Tie, VOODOOTYE, on YouTube. And the video, I believe, is called, is it The Power of Intention? I don't have it right in front of me, but being clear about your intention, being clear about that which you want, that which you are seeking, that which you desire, and from whom and from what you are seeking it from, whether it's from your partner, whether it's from spirit. Either way, you have to be clear about what that is and rational about how to obtain it. Magic, spirituality, ritual does not replace rationality. It does not replace what is real versus what is not attainable. Now, having said that, reaching a roadblock and not being clear about what your alternatives is not the same as not having any alternatives at all. And often we all need to at some point seek an expert in something, whether it's law, whether it's health, whatever that thing is, spirit. But we can't overlook the importance of being rational, being real. And I've done many shows on mental health, and mental health plays into that to some degree. doing the same thing over and expecting a different result is akin to insanity. Doing the same things over and then spending money on top of it and not getting what you desire, what you seek, is insanity. I don't care where that is applied in your life. So being realistic about what it is that you desire, being realistic about the timeline, being realistic about how to move that into play is critical to spiritual result-oriented practice. I want to thank those of you who are with me here. I am now rebroadcasting the show. This is a live broadcast, but I am now back to broadcasting on a daily basis at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, and I am most grateful for those of you who have continued to be with me. Even in archive, I have very high numbers in archive, but I appreciate those of you here now present in the chat, those now present on the phone line who show up for the live show. I am still only doing a 30-minute show right now, however, so I am about to end the show, but I will be back on tomorrow, Monday, February 2nd, 2015, with the whole new Voodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Until next time, Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, the Omis Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, and as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, beating of black heart drums. Heart beat at this place, beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing. Singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance. Be banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate whip out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be remember.